To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Why do you want to give Microsoft that information?
Because I look damn good.
Okay. We're going to have an iRobot situation here. Didn't matter how good Will Smith looked, robot's still going wild.
That'd be cool, actually, if I have like a Terminator-type deal where I meet my own robot, but he's like more muscular and stuff. And I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah, you go on and get those ladies. I'll sit here and die now.
Maybe I'll just edit this part out.
Episode 51, right?
52. Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
Oh, Homer, why are you so sad over there?
I'm so tired is what it is.
I feel the pain. Dude, I've been wishing it was Thursday.
That's a boner, James. That's what it is.
I've been wishing it was Thursday since Tuesday.
Why Thursday? Why don't you wish it was Friday?
Because if it was Thursday, that means like my day Thursday would be ending and I would be leading into my Friday because my Friday is going to be good.
What are you doing Friday?
We have a barbecue at work. So like I get to go help set up at from 9 to 10 and then the barbecue starts at 11 and then.
So it's pretty much like a day off or is it like.
It was going to be like a half day because. But then I got volunteered to help set up, and I was like, oh, do you want to help set up? I was like, yes. Yes, I do.
You're not going to be working for the day. No, that's fine. That's fine. It's okay.
No, that's fine. I can get out. Yes, I can accomplish all my tasks from 7 to 9. They will be all completed by 7:35.
Must be nice. I'm pretty sure around Friday I'll be, like, midday I'll be hitting, like, 47, 48 hours for the week, so.
Well, I already hit my 45 hours for the week, so I'm off till Sunday.
Ooh, nice. See, you're wishing it was Thursday, too.
Yeah. I was off.
I bet everybody's wishing it was Thursday. Because that means there's a new episode of Pocket Knife News right here on your podcast listening device.
What?
We're here to break the news. Talk about things. Talk about stuff.
Talk about what?
Mm-hmm. What do you guys want to start with today? We have three topics we want to cover. Where we want to go first, Marvel or DC?
DC. Let's go with DC because then Marvel ends it on a high note.
Okay, so yeah. If you haven't heard yet, we posted on the Instagram story. Tragic news, Zack Snyder is stepping down as director of the Justice League due to the suicide of his daughter in March. Now, I was reading a little bit further on this, and I found a nice clarification. So it's not like his daughter passed, and he's been working all this time, and then Warner Brothers kicked him off. So apparently, principal photography wrapped up in March, and shortly after is when the incident occurred. And since then, he's been with his family and coping, and Warner Brothers gave him the option to either A, come back to work in April, or April, in June for the reshoots and for post-production, step down, or they'd be willing to push the movie back. And after this time that he's been away, he decided, since Warner Brothers had a front runner on who they thought could take his place should he decide to step down, he liked that pick, he decided to step down and really take the time to be with his family, which is, well, I mean, what more can you expect from the guy? Like, yeah. That's definitely what he needed to do. And his wife is also a producer on the movie. She'll also be stepping away and officially taking over the reshoots, some rewrites, and the post-production of Justice League is Joss Whedon.
See, I thought that was pretty crazy. But so we were discussing this at work, me and one of the coworkers or whatever. And so, like, do we kind of know what all he filmed so far?
He filmed the movie.
Pretty much. Exactly.
Yeah.
So principal photography.
He's just kind of coming in to what? Help edit? Or is he going to let me
do something to clean it up?
So they're apparently during this time, too, whether Zach came back or he didn't came back or was postpone. I guess he's been working with Joss to write some additional scenes. So Joss has been doing some writing for the movie, and now he will shoot the reshoots and work on all the post-production. So he will have some hand. It will still be Snyder's movie, but Joss is going to take over from here. And if I had to guess, I think we'll see a slight shift in tone, which will lead more into the greater universe. Because as we already know, Joss is doing the Batgirl, writing, producing, directing that. And I think that if any changes are made, all it's going to do is help transition from Justice League into this new universe, which I think Joss Whedon is going to kind of end up being the voice of. I think it'll kind of transition out of Snyder's voice and into his more, not to say more heavy to light, because Snyder already has kind of put that on the path, but from so bleak to more of what we have always been expecting from Justice League.
I don't know. I kind of like the way Snyder was going because it was so dark, and I felt like it did a lot of the DC Comics justice, because there's so much tragedy in all the superheroes in the DC universe, especially Batman. So
no, I totally agree. And so, but in Snyder's talked about this, like Man of Steel was supposed to be the darkest movie, and then Batman v Superman, you can see that starts out really bleak and then really kind of cleans up towards the end, and into Justice League, it was supposed to start being, you know, the light that shined through, and we were should have seen by the end of Justice League more of what the final tone of this universe should be. And I just think if with Whedon stepping in, I think he's still going to follow that same path.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, so our condolences to Snyder and his family. Major props to all the news outlets that had scoop on this back in March, and I have seen absolutely nothing on this up until Snyder's announcement on Monday. So talk about like respect in the industry. Got nothing for love with that kind of situation.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad they gave him that option. It's like, hey, look, man, like we want you to do it. You know, we'll push it back. You know, you can come back a little later. Like that's pretty cool. You know, I feel like some companies would have been like, hey, man, you already signed this contract. Like, screw that. You know.
Yeah.
And for them to do this is like really awesome. And you know, it's going to work in their favor in the long run, because I bet you anything, like, he's going to come back for something. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
No, he'll be back at some point.
Was he directing Wonder Woman? Who's directing that one?
He produced and co-wrote with that one.
Okay.
Patty Jenkins is directing Wonder Woman. First female lead superhero movie, and first major superhero movie directed by a female as well.
I've been pronouncing Gal Gadot's name incorrectly. I've been pronouncing it as Gal Gadot, and it's Gal Gadot. I was like, oops.
Galifianakis.
Right.
Some crazy news coming out of DC. Condolences to Snyder and his family. It'd be interesting to see how this plays out in Justice League this November. Did get to see play out early this morning.
It's the Game of Thrones Season 7 trailer.
No, I didn't.
It did come out today, but
I believe you 100%. I just didn't watch it.
For shame.
But what I did watch was those two new Spider-Man Homecoming trailers that dropped.
Yeah, I watched one of them today.
I watched both. I was kind of confused because I watched one with mostly without sound because of the situation I was in. And then I was like, oh, I got to go watch this. And so I went and looked later. And apparently I had watched the international version first, and then I watched the U.S. version. They're like 100% different trailers. It's insane.
Yeah, remember they did that with Logan as well when Logan came out.
Yep. Uh-huh. And the international trailer.
Yeah. He had more gore than the other one.
This one, it's like totally different. The international trailer was like all from like a Snapchat perspective. Uh-huh. He's sitting there, and it's like all. It starts out with him recording at the Civil War fight.
What?
It's pretty. Yeah, he's like, all right, I'm gonna go out there, and you see him set up his phone, and then you see him like fly and take Cap Shield. Pretty cool.
See, that's pretty cool because, like, that's the way he does it. Like in the whatchamacallit, you know, the cartoons and the comics and stuff, where Of course, he has to get stuff for work.
Photos of Spidey.
I don't think he does it for work here. Well, I don't know.
No, probably not yet. But I bet you it'll play into.
No, he's a teenager. He doesn't have a job. No, I think he's just still in high school.
Come on, he could still be a freshman.
But I still think he's a freshman in this movie.
In when he was in high school, though, wasn't he in like photography class or something?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did y'all think of that trailer, man?
I liked it.
It was a first time we got to see Donald Glover.
I like that scene where he's in the car with Tony Stark, and he's like, "I'm not giving you a hug. I'm just opening the door."
Yeah, he went in for the hug. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I think I liked the first trailer better, but I liked that we got more information on all the side characters.
I like the first trailer a lot better too.
On his friend, we got more game time with the Tinkerer, and we got the first look into Donald Glover, and then that extra scene with Zendaya. It looks fun, but I don't think we got any new information other than Michael Keaton is building these weapons from old Avengers battles.
Those weapons look badass, dude.
Yeah, so they showed it. He's like they're salvaging through the junkyard, him and the Tinkerer are, you know, that's how they're getting their stuff. And, like, that's pretty freaking clever, man.
Yeah, he was on a – Michael was on a – well, I don't know if it was, like, a new episode. But at work, Ellen DeGeneres was on or whatever, and Michael Keaton was there. And they showed, like, the whole clip where, like – I don't know what really their job is, but it seems like they're doing it for work. And he goes, man, it sucks that we have to, like, pretty much destroy this or whatever, because I guess that's what their job is. And he's all, mm-hmm. And the guy was like, it would be pretty cool if we were actually able to make something out of it. And he goes, you know what? You're right. Put some aside. Like, he kind of tells him, like, let's mm-hmm. keep it. Let's work on something. Like, they won't know if we take it. You know what I mean? He's all, the world's changing. We have to change too. And I was all, oh my.
Dude, Michael Keaton is going to freaking crush this.
Yep.
It was funny because
I would just laugh so hard if randomly he's in there and he's like, I'm Batman. I'm like, what?
or I'm Birdman.
Yeah. Well, you saw in one of the clips he's got those big bird wings he's flying with.
Yeah, but he was just in that movie
called Birdman. I know. That's
because he's the Vulture.
Yeah. It was just interesting to me because also, you know, he played Birdman. So it was like, or was it Birdman or what was the name of the movie?
Yeah, it was Birdman.
Okay.
I was pretty sure it was Birdman.
Yeah, it's just
sticking with Birdman.
All right.
It's pretty good.
Somebody's going to comment and be like, it's not Birdman, stupid.
That's fine. Call me out if it's not Birdman. Correct me. I need my information to be good.
It's Man Bird, bro. Comment and go back in and dub. Every time he says Birdman, change it to something else.
Birdman. Man, it's going to be a pain in the ass to re-edit.
He's all, too bad. It's stuck there.
In other Spidey news, as we know, Sony is making a Venom movie. We talked extensively about this on a different episode. Sony has also announced who is going to be playing Venom in said movie.
Bane.
Woo!
Bane. Oh,
no. Bane. All right. I was born in the darkness. Fucking Tom Hardy is going to be Venom.
Dude, I'm excited about that.
How crazy is that?
I think he's going to kill it.
I think he's kind of short for this role, but Tom Hardy's such a good actor. Like, is there
Venom's not that tall in the comics either. Carnage is tall.
Which Venom are you watching?
No, I was off. Venom's like the freaking fullback from football.
Carnage is big too, but
Carnage is a skinny little tall guy. Is like a really scrawny tall guy. Venom's taller than Spider-Man. Venom's taller than Spider-Man, but Carnage is the tall one. Do I have to go pull out a comic?
No. I'm not arguing that Carnage isn't tall.
I love that we're on the
arguing that
argument right now.
I'm just saying, real quick though, real quick.
He's top four and Carnage is six.
Somebody's made this up on the internet somewhere. Let's see. Venom height.
Yeah, because he's a football player. Football players aren't.
Yeah, they're not football. 6'3" is what Eddie Brock is supposed to be.
Okay. And that's how tall is Peter Parker? How tall is Peter Parker? Come on.
No, how tall is Carnage? Screw Peter Parker. How tall is
Carnage height.
6'1". Show me potato salad. Let me see it. Survey says.
It doesn't have. Oh my God, you're kidding me.
What?
6'3".
Marvel Directory has height at 6'1" for Carnage.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Dude, I will share my screen with you right now.
I don't care what that says.
I don't care. Let me show you these comic books.
Yeah, in the comics, he's taller.
I wasn't making the argument that Carnage is taller than Venom. I'm making the argument that Venom is a big dude. And Tom Hardy's not that big.
You're talking about he's not that big. He played freaking Bane. He was huge.
He had to wear stilts to be as tall as Christian Bale. And Christian Bale's only 6'6". Tom Hardy is 5'9".
Freaking over. It's just like sitting here, Cody Bane, we're arguing about that.
I was Cody Bane, but like, as Venom, you merely adopted the symbiote. I was born.
No! What if he says that in the movie?
And then are you seeing his Carnage walking away?
He's a who was born in it? Dude, so Tom Hardy's 5'9". I knew I was right. Tom Hardy seems a little short for this role.
He'd be fine.
He is a short guy, but I mean.
But really, what's he not good at?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing. Tom Hardy is fantastic. They also announced the director for this movie.
Who cares?
Okay.
Alrighty then. Probably you realize we're on a podcast right now where we're supposed to talk about these things. Thomas
are his and his alone.
Sony. So, do we expect Sony to really make a good movie?
Yes.
A good Marvel movie?
Again, Sony's made good Marvel movies.
And his alone.
Like what?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2.
No, those were bad. Oh. I would say The Amazing Spider-Man was better than Spider-Man 1 or 2.
Oh, no. Palmer?
Yes.
You're telling me that Spider-Man 2 is one of the best comic book movies. With Dr. Octopus?
Yeah.
That was so a really good
freaking movie, dude.
Dude, that movie is freaking amazing.
Go watch it again.
I just watched it the other day. And the first one is good, too, with the Green Goblin. Dope. Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, that movie changed the game.
I did not like Tony Parker. Tony McGuire.
Don't you dare take Tony Parker's name in vain, son.
Yeah, I know. I said Toby Parker. I didn't like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I thought Andrew Garfield was a better Spider-Man.
I did too, but that still doesn't excuse Amazing Spider-Man 2.
No, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is terrible, but Amazing Spider-Man, the first one, was really good. I like that one.
Yeah, but not as good as Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I liked it better. But
that's just crazy.
The suit was better. The story actually followed the comic better.
Pretty sure I'm going to disagree with that. I'd never remember the story having his parents being secret agents.
Yeah.
No, it showed his parents die, didn't it? In the second one, I'm pretty sure you need to rewatch this movie.
There's all this secret stuff. It ends with he's a Padapaka boy. We'll find out what his parents were doing.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the creepy dude in the cellar at the end.
Didn't the cartoon have that, though? The cartoon on Fox.
I recall that zero. And I'm pretty sure the argument you. So are you changing your argument? So are you saying it's sticked closer to the cartoon or to the comic?
Here we go.
I'm going to say most of it stuck good to the comic, but there were parts that didn't stick well.
I liked that he was younger. That was definitely a huge step up, which we have with that other boy. Homecoming. Anyways, the director of Venom.
I just like Homecoming because of Marissa Tomei. So even if movie sucks, I love Marissa Tomei.
Middle of sentence. That's all you talk about is Marissa Tomei.
Because she's fine.
Ruben Fleischer is going to be the director for this movie.
Never heard of him.
Really?
Yeah.
He made this movie called Zombieland.
Oh, didn't watch it.
Wow. You didn't watch Zombieland? 30 minutes or less.
Oh, I watched that one. That one was hilarious.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, that one was good. I like that one.
Yeah, so I have good hopes for this movie. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you can't really go wrong with Tom Hardy. And if they're taking Tom Hardy, obviously this is going to be a more serious movie, right?
Yeah.
See, I mean, Tom Hardy, he did one funny movie, and that's Let's Go to This Means War with Chris Pine and Reese
Witherspoon. I feel like it is going to be a serious movie. I don't think he... If they tell him, like, this is, you know, read something, read some, you know, backstory or read a comic of it, you know what I mean? I feel like he's not going to go into it like, oh, okay, he's going to be a goofy character. He's going to be something, you know what I mean?
No.
Because they're going to tell him right off, it's like, okay, he's an ex-jock. He's a douchebag. He picks on people. He's a bully. And it's like, okay, I'm going to be a fucking hard ass like I am.
Oh, Tom Hardy's so like, oh, I just need to be myself who I was for the first 30 years of my life.
Yeah.
I just need to be Bane again.
Yeah. That's how Tom Hardy grew that. Up. They talk about that. He like grew up as a bully. He went to jail, got in fights all the time.
Oh, yeah, because he was on drugs.
Yeah, so he was a drug addict and everything.
Okay, wouldn't it be cool if in the next movie or in this Venom movie, Spider-Man shows up and he picks him up and breaks his back?
No.
I'm sorry, I keep picturing him as Bane, and I'm like, that would be badass if he was like some Bane on. Stuff.
Nothing. No, like, I don't know. I feel like my question is it going to be like a backstory origin, or is it going to be like...
It'll 100%
kick it ass has, from the get-go, like...
This isn't Batman. It has to be an origin story because not everybody knows how Venom came into existence. And I'm going to be frank too. I'm still kind of 50-50 if they go with classic Venom or Agent Venom.
And see, the thing, you could go crazy on it. And honestly, if they're going to try to do it like a little more realistic kind of, you know what I mean, stuff, I feel like it might go with Agent Venom. Like, Agent Venom's a hard ass. Tom Hardy with guns sounds good to me.
It'd be cool, but I guarantee you that would piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Well, it would, but I mean, if you think about it this way, it's a solo movie. It's Venom. If he's solo, he pretty much always fights Spider-Man. So Spider-Man's not going to be in this movie. They're going to have to do it to where
he's a very good point. Venom.
Wait, actually, do we know for a fact that Spider-Man won't be in the movie?
Yeah, because he's committed to Disney right now.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. Like, I feel like it would have to be an agent one because
of... Yeah, because how would they show him because
of Venom? He's going to be a killer. You know what I mean? He's not going to be all crazy, seeing me freaking raging everywhere.
Yeah, because that would make... Yeah, if without Spider-Man, you can't see, you know... You wouldn't have an origin there of how he becomes Venom.
Yep. I have no idea. Maybe they get him in there somehow. I don't know.
Unless they just
what I've heard so far is Spider-Man is not...
Unless they do like a shadow of Spider-Man, like ripping the symbiote off and he's just like, you know, gets hit with it.
But nobody would want to see that. Like, nobody... Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
True.
And I don't know how they're gonna.
Didn't they already do that in Spider-Man 3?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that's how Brock gets it is from whatchamacallit.
Yeah, from Spider-Man.
As long as they do the exact opposite of what happened in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, you didn't like the emo dance?
Oh my god,
an emo Brock.
I literally remember being in the. I remember being in the theater watching that. I was like, is this like? Like, you know how, like, the Draft House plays, like, stupid videos before movies? I was just like, is this, like, a special thing? Like, they're, like, it's supposed to be funny? Like, I was really confused. I was like, we're, like, the movie. This, like, I really thought I'd been watching the movie the whole time. I'm really confused. The emo dance really threw me off.
I felt like it was, you know, on Family Guy, where they have the plot, and all of a sudden the chicken comes out, and Peter fights the chicken for, like, 20 minutes. And then they get back to the regular plot. It's like a complete segue.
Let's just do the opposite of what happened in Spider-Man 3. Rounding out our Marvel news, Logan came out this week. How excited are you?
Oh my God. I was so excited. I was there at Target at 7:50 waiting for it to open at 8 o'clock.
Are you serious?
I was about to say, I was like, yeah. I was literally about to say, you know, Target don't open till 8, right?
Yeah, I was there
Which
waiting.
Which one did you get, Homer? We posted it on our Instagram, but please elaborate. What's included in your, which one did you get?
Where did I put it? Oh my God, where did I put it? So, there it is. Move it up. So it came, it has like this this slide cover, and it's just Logan on top, or Wolverine, with this little slide in the case, and it's pretty cool. It kind of has that gloss foil look to it, and then it came with a little book.
Let me see it. Let's see the book.
The book is just all black, and it says Logan on the cover.
Is that a hardcover book?
Yeah, it's a hardcover book, dude.
Oh, that's nice.
And Logan's in it. And then they have
the movie goes in the book.
Yeah. They have like still frames from the movie, but they have it like all black and white and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And I'm trying not to like really fully bend out the thing. And there's a few of just like the scenery, you know, Paso, Logan, 23, you know, all of them are pretty much.
No, that's pretty cool, man. That's like a coffee table book you get to put out right there.
Yeah. Well, it's the CD, the DVD case too. And it also came with Logan Noir, which is the black and white version.
Yes. So every Blu-ray copy of this movie came with the Noir. I cannot wait to watch it like that.
Yeah, dude.
I think it'll be so fitting for this movie.
I was like, when they were showing some of the trailers like that, I was like, oh my God, that is so awesome. Like, because they did that going back to Tom Hardy with Mad Max Fury Road. Like, they released it in black and white, and it looked like it was still beautiful. Like, it still looked amazing. It still looked great. You know what I mean? And so for this one to be like that, I was like, well, I can't wait. Like, you know, there's going to be a lot of action sequences where people are going to be like, oh, that's weird. But if you see it in color, it's not a very bright, you know.
I think the color plays
to begin with.
The color plays, it tells a lot of the story, I think. But I think it'll be so fun to watch this in black and white. It's going to tell, I think, a different story. I was super on the fence about getting it. You and I talked about it last week. I was like, man, I think that coffee book one is dope. My wife was super awesome, and I came home from work today, and she's like, oh, before you go to your next job, I wanted to show you something. And she fucking busted out. Bam! She bought it for me.
Really?
The Walmart edition.
She got the Walmart one?
Yeah, she got the Walmart one. She's like, yeah, it comes with like a lot of pictures or something. They only had a couple of these ones left, and then they had a whole bunch of the regular Blu-rays, but they were the same price, so I figured you'd want this one. I was like, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
see, like,
I've taught you well.
I'm debating to just go and snag it just for the extra stuff and just, sell it to somebody and be like, hey, man, $15, Blu-ray.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I haven't even checked it out yet.
And that one came with the black and white too, as well?
Yeah, and it comes with the Noir on it too, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, so I think it's every Blu-ray copy came with the Noir. So that's pretty cool, man. I am so stoked to check it out. I was very happy when my wife showed it to me before I head out to work today. Super excited. So, rounding out our conversation of the night. This weekend, if you're in the local San Antonio and surrounding areas, something exciting is happening. Probably the biggest con in – well, not probably the biggest con. It is by far the biggest con – in our city and surrounding cities as well. Alamo City Comic-Con is occurring this weekend. And who's going to be in the house? We going to be in the house. We will be in attendance.
We will?
Hanging out.
Just kidding.
Checking things out.
Yeah.
And just, you know, doing our thing. And we'll get back together and discuss it. Philip will not be able to attend.
Yeah, not going.
Not going to be able to. Homer will be there Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to shoot there Friday for a few hours just to kind of survey the area, see what's going on, get a lay of the land.
I know exactly what you mean.
I really want to try to go there Saturday.
I will be there 100% Saturday, full family in effect. I'm so excited, man. This is like, I've been excited for the cons before, and I've been unlucky. This is the first time that I'll actually go on a Saturday. I've always gone on a Friday or Sunday just because of scheduling or budget-wise. But this time, like, I'm going to be there on Saturday in full force right when it opens with the full fam. Tell me this, Homer. Do you have your list of people you're trying to see?
Well, there's two. Right?
Only
there's
two? Two looking at there's my because I –
I'm debating.
I literally have a list. Look at this. I have a list.
People, we'll see. Like, there's two that I'm like, okay, I want to try to get a photo op with. Like, maybe. Okay. You know what I mean?
Who you got? Who you got? One of them,
and I can't say her name for the life of me.
That's fine.
She plays Pond on Doctor Who, and she's in the Guardians of the Galaxy, and
she is on my list as well. Karen Gillian.
There you go. Gillian. I can never say her last name. Yeah, I'm thinking her and the one and only Doc Holliday. Doc Kilmore. So
he's also on my list.
I'm going to want to try to see and stuff like that. Like, everybody else, like, if it's a meet and greet, cool. But, I mean, if I'm going to throw out some cash, it might go to them too.
Val Kilmer is the number one person on my list of celebrity or actors to meet. Uh-huh. But I can already tell you, I want to just go and say, what's up? I don't care what nobody says. I loved you as Batman. You're the Batman I fell in love with, because I didn't see the Keaton Batman until after I saw you as Batman. That being said, Val Kilmer's photo opportunities, they're $80 per photo.
I thought it was $60.
$80.
It went up?
I don't know.
When I looked, I checked 2-3 days ago, it was $60, dude.
Maybe it went down then. And if that's the case, I may reconsider doing the photo op. I'm definitely going to go through and meet him. Let me run through my list here.
They were both about $50-$60.
Let me run through my list. And then there's two other people that I want to talk about before we wrap it up. Actors that I'm excited to at least go say what's up, if possible. Dave Bautista is going to be out there, which would be really fun to say what's up to, especially because you can go across the way and say what's up to Karen Gillian.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy mini reunion right there. Val Kilmer, my number one pick. Carl Urban's going to be in the house. What up, Judge Dredd? I can't pronounce this dude's first name, but I think it's Kerry Payton. Apparently he's Ezekiel on The Walking Dead right now, but I don't give a fuck about that. That dude is the voice of Aqualad from Young Justice. Yeah. I'm there.
He's easy to go.
And then the last person on my...
His dreadlocks, though. Because he has, like, huge dreadlocks in The Walking Dead.
I saw that. He's, like, shaved head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like different pictures. And then the last person on my list I would love to go say what's up to, maybe get something signed, is Katrina Law. She played... one of the Al Ghul sisters in the show Arrow. And I loved her part.
I'm surprised. Okay, you were just talking about actors, right?
So let me tell you right now, my wife was like, didn't you say you were going to take some pictures? Or who are you trying to meet there? And I was like, my top person is Val Kilmer. And she was like, oh, I thought you said you were going to meet a bunch of people. I was like, I am, but I would rather go buy stuff from artists than comic book people. So let me run through my Artist Alley people. First up, Neil Adams. I met him before, and I didn't buy nothing. Foolish. Absolutely foolish. I can't wait to meet Neil Adams again. Say what's up. Pick something up. Neil Adams, iconic Batman artist. Next on my list, Tim Saleh, the artist on Batman's The Long Halloween. I just want to go say what's up. Maybe pick something up from that dude. Now I get into kind of interesting territory. Shannon Eric Denton. You familiar with this name?
No.
No, me. I wasn't either until I was looking at his resume. He's an animator for Cartoon Network. He does Justice League Action, Ben 10, and a bunch of other shit. I was like, what? If he's got some original work, hell yeah. I'm all over that.
Yeah, to snag that.
Megan Hutchinson. I heard her interview on Collider Podcast. she writes this comic about, she draws and co-writes this comic about conspiracy theories on rock stars. It's what? Fucking really cool. You need to check it out.
Sounds crazy.
Guy Gilchrist. You heard of this name?
It sounds familiar. No,
it sounded familiar to me too. So I looked up his resume. He's an animator as well. His two things that I was, well, the three things I knew him most for, I'm going to count them backwards. Muppet Babies. The 80s Ninja Turtles show. And fucking Tom and Jerry.
Dude, I was going to say, I bet you anything, they're going to be like these iconic shows that we see like every day.
When we were younger. I was like, are you freaking kidding? And then the last one on my list, guy I never heard of as well until I looked up his resume, Tom Bancroft. He's a Disney animator. For fucking Disney, dude.
I think that's crazy that they're having so many people. Like, well, I feel like there's big names, but I don't know. I feel it's not as huge as the other Comic-Con. You know what I mean? Like, well, when people are like, oh, we're over here in Detroit or we're over here in San Diego. I feel like it's 300 actors, 400 like artists. And,
but I mean, it's more personal, you know, though. Like, this is more accessible, I feel like. I also don't – I think this year is a little bit smaller, but – and it's because it just happened in October. And we're already in May having it again. They're changing dates. And so having it such that short amount of time, they didn't have that full year to get ready for it, which mm-hmm. – so I'm cool with. So next year when it comes in May, I'm really excited for this convention. I can't imagine what they pull out next year. The two other names I wanted to mention, they just added this dude yesterday. Rob Liefeld, the creator and artist of Deadpool, is going to be there this weekend.
The creator and artist of, and it stopped.
Deadpool.
Oh, really?
The creator of Deadpool. So you've seen Deadpool, obviously. You know when Ryan Reynolds, when they're doing the testing on him, and he's in like in one room, and then the dude right next to him is in the other room?
Yeah. The one and that he's talking like, to?
Yeah, yeah. That's Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool. Yeah. That's he's going to be, he just announced. He goes, he posted, better late than never. I'm going to be at Elmo City this weekend. I was like, what?
That's insane. And there's like, I know there's tons of people. I try to follow as many cosplayers as I can that are like
a ton in, of cosplay
in Texas. You know what I mean? And everyone was posting this past week. This is what I'm wearing. This is, I'm going to be there Friday, Saturday. I'm going to be there Saturday, Sunday. Like, look for me. And I was trying to like reply like, hey, that's cool. I'm going to be there this day. Like, check it out. And like five of them replied, can't wait to take a photo up with you. Can't, you know, it would be great to see some fans out there. We need to take a funny pic. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this is going to be awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. People like this show. I think the highlight of what the show is crazy. The dude's only going to be there on Sunday. Fucking Frank Miller is going to be in attendance.
I think it's about time you hit that moment because I'm kind of cool about it, but I'm kind of upset about it because
me too.
It's $100 to see him, like just the meet and greet or something like that, or photo op or something like that. But apparently,
that's the guaranteed meet and greet.
But I heard like you can't meet and greet unless you pay. Regardless, like you can't even get in line and be like, I just want to meet him. Did you pay? Nope. I get the hell out of the line. That's what I heard.
Well, dude, I mean, if they had a general admission line, that shit that shit's going to be out the fucking door, bro. It's Frank Miller, man. After what's everything that's happened, like another dude on my list, I skipped over because I was going to save it till I talked about Frank Miller, who is going to be there all weekend. Frank Miller wrote The Dark Knight Returns. Klaus Janson's going to be there, and he drew most of the Dark Knight Returns. So you're going to have a Klaus Janson and Frank Miller. You got writer, author. You got like a Snyder Capullo situation of probably the best Batman comic ever written.
Yeah, and see, like, Frank Miller's done so much for, like, tons of stuff. And, you know, even with people, like, because I had asked some of the people at work, like, because we were talking about it and some other guys overheard. And I was like, yeah, something, something, something. And they're like, we've never heard of Frank Miller before, blah, blah, blah. Because my friend bought the ticket and he's going exclusive and he's gung-ho about it. You know, that's what he paid Sunday for. And so, like, I was like, well, have you ever seen Sid and City? And they're like, that's a great movie. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, anything Batman? And they're like, yeah, a few this, this, that. And I'm like, okay, 300. And they're like, yeah, I love him. And I'm like, Frank Miller. Like, he did all those comics before they even made it into movies. And they were like, oh, dude, that's crazy. That's awesome shit, though. Like,
he also, you know who else he made relevant? Fucking Daredevil. That's how he got the Batman job, fucking writing Daredevil.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I am stoked for this show, man. I think I'm most excited. I'm super excited. I'm irritated about the Frank Miller situation because I've always gone on a Friday or Sunday. And, of course, just tell him, like, fuck it, I'm going on the Saturday. Busy day. Yeah.
And he's going Sunday.
Mother. Yeah. Son of a bitch. But it's neither here nor there, dude. There's so much other stuff going on. And there's so many other people I want to at least swing by and meet. And then, of course, ton of local artists, like a bunch of dudes that we know are going to be out there. Champions will be out there. Bro Sofio will be out there. Good buddy Marcus is out there, dude. Like, it is going to be an extremely fun time. If you're in the area, if you're not in the area and you want to fucking drive, this is the weekend to do it, man. Yeah, I'm going to say, sure, they put on a good show. They're pretty good dudes, man. I'm extremely soaked and very thankful to Alamo City. After 3 years of applying, they have approved our media passes.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. So they hooked it up. We're going to be having a great time. You guys ready to call tonight?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Whoop, whoop. This is a fun time.
All righty, guys. I really do hope y'all pick up any new movies to come out. Check out Logan again. If y'all are able to see it in black and white, check it out. If y'all go to Alamo City Comic Con, if y'all see us there, please do not hesitate to stop us. Ask us questions if y'all want to. Anything, hit us up. We'll be there. Check us out. We hope to meet and some of y'all out there. Hope to see y'all again and hear from y'all soon. I'm Homer, and I'm out.
As always, Philip, deuces.
And I'm Aaron, and just like Homer said, if you see us out there, I mean, our faces are on the Instagrams. You know who we are. If you see us out there, say what's up. I'll have some button packs. I'll be happy to hand out to you. Shit, you want to do a quick interview? You want to do a bumper for the show? I'll throw it on next week. Say what's up. I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great night. Follow us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Download us on iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic. Good night.